Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Samach Tes, Chulin 69. Today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara takes up a statement from our Mishnah, and our Mishnah had stated that if a person cuts up a part of the fetus, which is inside the belly, the womb of the animal, chotech meubar, that is inside the womb of the animal, and leaves it inside the animal, that is going to be kosher. If you slaughter the animal, then you could eat that part of the fetus even without slaughtering the fetus itself. And it's like the fetus is permitted, so too the limbs are permitted. So the Gemara wants to know, what is the source for this statement? Where does this halacha come from? The Gemara cites a verse from Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 6, which states, V'chol behema mafreses parsa, any animal that has split hooves, v'shosas shesa shtei parasos malas gera babahema usa tocheu, that if this animal has split hooves and chews its cud, then you babahema, in the animal, you could eat it. So it says the word behema twice. It says v'chol behema, any animal, and then babahema, in the animal. So it comes along the Gemara and explains, amar kra v'chol behema, it says anything that's in the animal, the entire animal. This comes to teach us, l'rabos esavlad, this teaches us that anything that's found inside this animal is going to be able to be eaten once you slaughter the mother, and even the fetus inside it, and even if there's a part of the fetus that was cut off and remained inside the mother, that's going to be permitted to eat. Well, the Gemara says, well, if that's the case, if anything that's inside the mother is going to be permitted, well, what about the case if you would, while the animal is alive, if you cut the spleen or the kidneys of the mother and leave it inside the animal, that should also be permitted. But why does our Mishnah say that if you cut part of the animal, not the fetus, that if you cut the fetus, it's permitted, but if you cut a different part, that's usur b'achila, that the kidney or the spleen is going to be prohibited to be eaten if they're severed from their natural resting place in the animal. And so the Gemara says, amar kra, the answer is osa, that you can eat. Shalema, you can eat anything that is complete, it's in its proper spot. V'lo chasera, but not if the part of the animal was defective, and if it's missing, that those limbs were moved, then you cannot eat those limbs. So those organs. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, let's ask another question. Elameata, if you say that anything that is not part of the animal itself, but is like an additional part, like the uber, like the fetus, then you can eat it. And we learn this out from the words v'chol behema. What about the following situation? Hashochetes a behema. Let's say you slaughter an animal. Umatza demus yona, and you slaughter the cow, instead of finding a little cow in there, guess what you find? You found an animal, a fetus, demus yona, that looks like a dove. And a dove obviously has no split hooves. So nevertheless, we should say tishteri. It should be permitted. It should be permitted to be eaten because it's something that we learn out from the words kol behema. But alama, but why do we say amar Rabbi Yochanan ashocheres a behema umatzabad musyona aser b'achila? If we have this teaching of kol behema that you could eat the entire animal, why is it the case that if you slaughter the animal and find the form of a dove, why does Rabbi Yochanan say it's prohibited? The Gemara answers, the reason why Rabbi Yochanan says it's prohibited in that case is ba'ina parasos faleka. The Rabbi Yochanan says, in addition for it being the fetus, we also need split hooves, that the fetus has to have two splits in or two hooves basically in order to be allowed to be eaten. And so therefore we learn v'kol is coming to teach us that if it has the form of split hooves, it's going to be okay. So therefore, under this circumstance, since the dove does not have the split hooves, it's not going to be permitted. So this is the idea, that if you slaughter the animal and you find inside the animal the split hooves, it's not going to be permitted. And if you find inside the animal a dove, in the form of a dove, it's not going to be permitted. So what is the reason for this? If we say that the uber is permitted, what's the reason why the dove is not going to be permitted that you find inside a cow, inside the womb of a cow? And so the Arugas Abosim says that this is not clear. The Arugas Abosim, the medieval Ashkenazic authority, says it's not clear why there's a prohibition to eat a fetus that looks like a dove that's found inside the womb of a cow, for example. And he says that maybe the reason why it's prohibited is because of this concept of aver min ha-chai, that maybe it's like the limb of a living animal. We're saying that the slaughter, since this is maybe obviously the case that it's not coming from the mother because it's a dove and the mother was a cow, so therefore we'd have to say that the slaughter of the mother is not going to be something that's permitting this fetus. And so therefore, and also it's the case that even if you go ahead and slaughter it on its own, it wouldn't be sufficient because the slaughtering only helps for something that's alive. And yet this dove has no chayus because we don't expect that this dove to be able to live. And so therefore, we can't imagine that the dove is therefore going to be permitted. That's this concept of the rugah sabosim, that the dove that's found in the cow is not going to be permitted for that reason. However, at first glance, we could say that this is an astonishing concept, that you slaughter a cow and then you find in it a dove. Like, where is the Gemara getting such a concept? But we know that actually this is what scientists are experimenting with today, that they're saying that we take one animal and bring a different type of animal, bringing it into another animal's womb to see if it could carry it and bring it to gestation and give birth to it and see if it's viable. And so that is something that that science is working on right now, this very moment. And this idea of what would be the kosher status of it is already anticipated with this Gemara. It's talking about a situation that Rabbi Yochanan says it wouldn't be permitted if you slaughter a cow and find the fetus in a form of a dove inside of that dove will not be permitted.